Welcome back to Healing Trauma with Lynn Fraser. Today's topic is sensation, energy, and feelings in our body. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one likes to feel hopeless or helpless or powerless. We often resist going into the body and feeling what's going on in our body, the sensations, the energy, the emotions, because we have a sense or a fear that if we ever start feeling that it's never going to stop. We store trauma in our body, along with the associated memories. In addition to feeling uncomfortable with energy or sensations, feelings in the body, we're often uncomfortable with emotions. When we're sad, we might feel that in our chest or in our throat. When we're afraid, we usually feel that in our gut, somewhere in our stomach. In the last 10 years, there's been a growing understanding that we need to heal somatically, which means that we need to heal through the body. And in order to heal through our body, we need to feel in our body. We don't have to jump into remembering what happened when we were children. We need help for that. We need support for that. And we also need to have some strength and resilience built up in our nervous system. One of the ways that we can gently go into this is through guided relaxation practices. Just try it right now. Tune into relaxing your forehead and eyebrows. And as you let the muscles of your forehead and eyebrows soften, relax your eyes. You can have them open or closed. Notice the flow of breath in your nostrils. It feels a bit cooler when you breathe in and warmer when you breathe out. Are your teeth clenched? You could relax the hinges of your jaw, put a bit more space between your upper jaw and lower jaw. So many of us have some kind of a bracing or shielding through the back and the shoulders and the large muscles of the upper back. Let your shoulders soften and relax away from your ears. You might notice the rhythm of your breath or that you're holding your breath. Maybe your breath is shallow or really just up in the top part of the chest. You're not breathing diaphragmatically. The remedy for that is to relax your stomach and let your breath move a bit deeper. Sometimes people feel an edginess or uneasiness, or even a feeling of heaviness through the chest. When we have a lot of stored trauma, it feels overwhelming to go in and to really start to know ourselves in this way. There are practices that can help us to be supported, so that we can safely begin to really uncover what it is that's going on in our body. In the Living Inquiries, we talk about the Velcro effect. Trauma is stored with these associated memories and thoughts. As we begin to see them and be present with ourselves in this way, the Velcro releases. We're more able and more willing to be present with ourselves and with our experience. It's helpful to understand the basics of working in the body, and that we need to do this work in order to heal. We have that gut feeling or clenching in the jaw. All of these sensations and feelings in our body are something that we can work with. On my website, see the emergency practices, Qigong practices like shaking it out or throwing the energy down. There are so many breathing practices that help with this. It really is possible to heal through your body. In day 3, we worked with thoughts. Thoughts are words or images. We can hear words or we can see them as though they're written out. With images, we see colors and shapes that our brain interprets. Thoughts feel intense or threatening when there is an associated sensation or energy in our body. When we are able to stay present with sensation, we tune into the sensation itself. Notice the location. We can work with thoughts. We can look to see if there's a feeling of threat in an image or in words. And of course, our body's saying, yeah, I brought this forward so you can recognize there's a danger here. But when we look directly at them, what we see, in fact, is that no words or images have power unless there's also a sensation in the body. So now we're back to what's going on in our body. How can we be present with the energy in our body? What are the thoughts that are associated with that? This is the real root of healing. Notice the location of the energy. Let's work with a feeling of a black hole or a tightness in your stomach. Notice if you can feel it up into your rib cage, down into your legs, or is it specifically just in the stomach? Is it right around your navel center? Do you have an image of it? Does it have a color, a shape? If you have an image, look at the image itself and work with it as an image. You might do some tapping on it, put a frame around it, do some tracing, change your focus. And then as you're getting into the sensation itself and noticing the location, notice that all energy has an ending. Sometimes an energy or a sensation will feel like it goes right out to the edge of our body and maybe a little bit past. Other times it might be 2 or 3 inches across and it's right in the center of your body. Is there a sense of movement? Or is it still? Is it hot or cold? Is it painful? Is it a sharp pain, a dull ache? What exactly does it feel like? How would you describe it to a scientist? As you're noticing the edges of the boundary of that sensation, notice the space all around it. If the energy is intense in the center and then it just drifts off, where's the very edge of it that you can feel it? Can you feel it up into the chest? Maybe a little in the chest, but can you feel it in the throat? Does it go down into your pelvic floor, into your hips? Notice that there's space all around it. Even if it fills up your whole body, there's space all around your body. Anytime that it starts to feel too intense, it's always fine to back away from it a bit. Notice the space around the energy. Open your eyes, move around, take some deep breaths. Notice if there are thoughts coming up that these are memories. It's not actually happening right now. And then see if that energy or that sensation would let you go right into the center of it, as though you're looking at the world from the inside of that energy. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that's a good idea, and that's fine. You could pay attention to it from the outside of it. Continue to notice the space around it as well. And we're going to ask some questions, but we're not asking them of the mind. We're asking them of the energy or sensation. And then we're listening to see what comes up in the mind. We want to know, why is this sensation here? Is it here to hurt me? Is it here to protect me, to warn me? Why is it here? Notice if you can welcome it. Is it okay with you that this energy is here? This is a deep way of getting to know ourselves. We notice the energy, we notice the memories perhaps, and we welcome them. This is part of our experience. This is part of something that's going on inside of us. We might have fear of it. We might feel like if we actually got into it, that it would overwhelm us or we would never again feel okay. The truth is that there is a high cost to suppressing or avoiding our feelings, sensation, energy, emotion. We need to be able to be present with this. When we were children, we had to block it out. If we did not have an environment where we were emotionally co-regulated, where our caregivers helped us to feel and understand and release the feelings, then we didn't have really any other good options. We might lash out, we might numb out, we disconnect. It's the root of a lot of the addictions. It's certainly the root of a lot of this pervasive feeling of disconnection. We're disconnected from ourselves. We're disconnected from each other. And we're unhappy. This disconnection really increases our feeling that there's something wrong with us and increases the feeling of threat. Being present with the sensations in our body and really getting to know them has been such a rich source of information. I realize that even painful sensations in the body are never here to hurt me. There's no malice. There's no bad intentions there. It's like a hurt child who's crying out. The key to freedom is when we reach that tipping point where we no longer fear our own body, our own mind. We welcome everything because we know it's all a part of us. It's what we were unable to process with our child's brain development and the position of needing protection. And we're adults now. We can build resilience and resources. We welcome and we heal and we become free from being triggered all the time. That feeling of dread and chronic anxiety so prevalent in the Western world, that feeling that there's something so terrible, fundamentally wrong with me, that I need to avoid it at all costs. With this kind of mindfulness practice, with this turning towards and welcoming ourselves, we begin to know ourselves completely and trust ourselves. Depending on the level of distress, on the intensity of what it is that's being buried all these years, it can feel overwhelming to try to work on that on your own, and it can be very helpful to have someone with you as you explore the territory, as you begin to trust that you won't be overwhelmed, that it is safe to feel. I find that most people working with me reach that tipping point after only a few private sessions. We need to know in ourselves that even intense energy is not here to hurt us. And you can look and find that out for yourself. Go into the energy using some of the guided practices. Notice the space around the energy. There's the space of the energy itself, and there's space all around it where we don't feel that. Have a look. Does it feel like it's here to hurt you? And if it's not, then why is it here? And everybody I've worked with, it's always here to warn me and protect me. There's always a reason for the energy and the sensations in our body, and we need to know through our direct experience that they're not here to hurt us. They're here to be felt. We couldn't feel them. We didn't have the capacity for that when we were children, and we do now. Sensations in our body begin to make sense. It's not random that we brace our shoulders when we feel attacked, that our gut clenches in fear. This is our nervous system and our primitive brain protecting us. The difficulty with this is that we can protect ourselves into a very safe environment where we're really not interacting with anybody. We're not trusting people. We have big walls. This is not something we can think our way through. This is something happening in our body, in our nervous system. And the remedy lies in going directly into the body. Support ourselves through relaxation and breathing practices to help calm our nervous system and open up the space where we feel like we could handle being present. Sometimes the associated thoughts have to do with our childhood or some earlier time in our life when we felt overwhelmed or powerless. It might be something we would think of as trauma. We witness violence. It might be that core deficiency beliefs are being triggered. We lose our sense of value. We take on responsibility for everything that happens to us as a child. Even though as an adult, I can really see how disconnected I was. I know what it feels like to feel like you're all alone. You're not worthy of being loved or attended to. You're afraid of being present with your own mind, with your own body. As I've gotten to know myself, I've gotten to realize that in fact, there is nothing wrong at my core. There's nothing that I can't see, nothing I can't be present with. I have freedom now because I'm not trying to suppress anything anymore. I trust myself. I really know myself. I can have compassion for that 12-year-old who felt overwhelmed and alone. Now I have the resilience and strength. I have practical tools that I can use to rebuild my nervous system. I can see the truth. I'm well able and capable and interested in healing and being present. This is something that each one of us can do with the right help, the right tools. With the right understanding, we don't have to be afraid of the energy in our body. It just wants to be seen. It just wants to be known. There are a number of defense mechanisms we're going to cover in the following days. Tomorrow, day 5, we're going to cover lashing out, the fight response. Day 6, numbing out, the flight response. I look forward to seeing you there.